With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
There you are, Lashonda. There you are.
Hello, hello.
Hey, how are you? I hope I did not have my phone on mute. If not, oh my goodness. Did you hear any of that or was it just all blank air?
I heard nothing. I didn't hear anything.
Oh my goodness. Okay, then all you heard was the music?
I heard the music and then it disappeared.
Okay, so I had it on mute. I apologize. So I just said that if you are a Black woman, highly driven, entrepreneur, creative, or service provider, or a professional who is ready to get clear and move forward closer towards your goals and you're actualizing your vision of success, that this is a show for you. I just introduced to you Lashonda Henry, who has been seen in Black Enterprise, Essence, Ebony, and she is amazing. She is a founder of Sister Sense and has over 15 websites for people of color. Her life's mission is to motivate, inspire, and connect. And she is a person that loves helping creating positive websites and really helping women entrepreneurs learn how to build successful businesses online. She is got her degree from Columbia University, and she loves to share information and build communities online. That is who she is, and that's what she does. So I'm so excited to have her here. I just apologize. I had the phone actually up to my ear, and it hit the mute button. So that happens sometimes. Hey, tech things happen, so we just kind of roll with it. But LaShonda, thank you so much. I told them that I met you years ago. The first time we met was in person, was at a Blogalicious conference. And I saw you in the hallway, and I screamed like I just saw Beyonce because I was so excited to see you. I was like, that's that girl. I was like, it's a LaShonda. And we met, and we became kindred spirits ever since. And then we realized our birthdays are on the same day, May 26th, and that was even further. Like, oh, my God, that's why we're just, like, so much alike. And I just really, really love what you do in terms of your space, in terms of Sister Sense. She has a magazine. She's like a media mogul. She has a magazine. She has a website. She has a community. She's a prolific writer as well as designer and a computer programmer. She just does it all. And one of the things I like most about LaShonda is that she shares. She shares. And one of the things that she shares with women, especially female entrepreneurs and African-American women, that about the secrets of really being in business for yourself. So, LaShonda, how long have you been in business for yourself? And then tell us a little bit of your backstory of how you came about to really being in business for yourself. And you've been doing it for probably, I don't know, tell us how long.
Almost 2 decades now. I feel like I'm getting old, Pam.
Yes. And I figured, I think it's been about 20 years, but I'm going to let you tell it. So, yes. So, it's been a minute. It has been a minute. And that shows that she is no stranger to hard work, even though it's been 2 decades. She and a lot of things have changed in the tech world. LaShonda is right with it. I mean, if it's like something that's new, she's on it. If it's Periscope, she's on it. If it's, you know, whatever app, she's on it. I remember, LaShonda, I don't know if you remember this, one time when you sat down and you said you did 20 YouTube videos all in a row. What was that?
You mean 100 videos.
I know it was something crazy.
Yeah.
It was like crazy. I said she did
like
100
in 3 days.
100.
Just knocking them out.
Yeah. Oh my God. And they were good. So you have to look her up on YouTube, okay? Really dropping good information. And that's what she does. She really does. LaShonda Henry has a Sister Sense. SisterSense.com is her parent company. But besides being a graphic designer and besides being a web designer, she has a heart of gold, and she knows how to really rally the best people together. And that's really what this conference does, is she's doing this Back to Business virtual conference, which is October 26th, 27th. And really the agenda is like banging. I'm like, oh, my God. So when I looked at it, and I was like, she's got Stacey Ferguson, who we met at like, you know, Blogalicious is the very first time. She's got Tamika, who's like the boss network. I see Cassandra Cross, Valerie Burton. You got Dr. Venus. I mean, it's just like, oh, and then we got Shaw, Rochelle Shaw there, who I just love. I mean, all of the people that are really authentic, doing it well, been doing it for a long time. She's got them on there. Oh, I see Puka. Is it Puka Lita and Tyoria and Carol? Oh, my God. Who don't you have? This is just amazing. I mean, I'm so excited because I'm looking at this. It's like, I didn't know she was going to be there as well. And then is it Mocha Moms and Kimberly?
Kimberly Fields Colors. Now, these are just so many beautiful women that have been a part of the Back to Business experience, because of course, you know, I've been online for almost 2 decades. I've been doing the Back to Business for going to be the 8th year. So, you know, I just love that you're naming out all of these beautiful women. They've been a part of the journey and about a part of the circle. I always say the success of your business depends upon the company that you keep. So it's important you know, you keep in good spirits and you keep good spirit people around you. So that you can do the things you need to do to move your business forward.
Mm-hmm. And I see that, you know, part of your circle, I think it was April Franks is there. It looks like Tamika is there. Charvette. I'm looking under, Ronnie Tyler and Tanya Smith. I mean, just one of the things that is a company that you keep. And then when, you know, you can see people online and you kind of see them putting themselves out there and you see their Periscopes or their Facebook Lives, but when you really meet them in person, it's really a whole nother vibe because you can really feel their energy. And with LaShonda, if you've never met her in person, her energy is the same online as it is offline. She's authentic. She's definitely very, very well-spoken. She knows a lot of stuff. Oh, my goodness. I mean, if you have never gone and bought any of her products, you are just missing out. Me and Deborah always talk about that. It's just that her stuff is just so sweet. It's just kind of like, oh, my God, this is just awesome. I was like, I wonder who else knows about LaShonda. And it's like, we better not tell anybody because her stuff is just so good. No, just kidding, but it is. It is like, it is so good. You were the person that taught me about HTML. You sure were. You taught me about HTML. And not that I'm a coder, right? I'm a PR person. But you taught me about HTML and really broke it down so that I can know how to not be afraid of it and know how to do a little bit of it, embedding things and changing the code if I need to and making stuff. Well, I mean, it's just like, oh, okay, this is how she does it. So tell us about this year's, because it's been 8 years. So this year, how did you come up with the theme Collect with Confidence?
You know, every year I feel that I have like a spiritual download and it's like, okay, well, this is the vision for this year. A lot of times it's me just kind of getting quiet and getting clear and then thinking about the women in my circle. What are they saying? And it's so funny because you talk about HTML, and when I started, I was like, okay, you're going to do this blog thing and you're going to do this technical thing. And I'm going to be honest with you, over the years, it's become so much bigger than the strategy of what you do to build an online business, and a lot of it is internal. You know, I can sit here all day every day and tell you what to do to create digital products, but then if you get off and then you go, I think that sounds good, but I'm not confident enough in me to do it, you won't make that step. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this year, it's so important to talk about collective confidence because, you know, you hear serial entrepreneurs. Well, there is people, serial students, you know, they get all of these courses and books and they try to absorb all of this stuff, but they never take that next step because they're subconsciously talking themselves out of it, not confident enough to move forward. And so that's really the heart of it. I want us to have so many beautiful conversations around marketing and the sales and the Facebook and, you know, all that other stuff that we talk about as highly driven entrepreneurs, but that confidence piece, we got to talk about that too, because you don't want to just be in a space where, whether it be a virtual conference like this one or a live event, you're there and you're hyped up, and then you get in your room or your bedroom or in your quiet space, and either you talk yourself out of your destiny or you have somebody unqualified talking you out of your destiny because you're lacking the confidence to move forward. So that I'm super
and
excited
it's all about
that message this year.
And it's about mindset. And so you can have all the technical knowledge, you can have all the intellectual knowledge, but if you don't have the confidence to really collect, meaning collect the coins, then you're not going to be successful. So I really like that you talk about that. And so talk about some of the speakers that are lined up, like one of your first speakers talking about collect with confidence. And then kind of I hear I want you to talk directly into the mic because I want people to really, really hear what you have to say in terms of collecting with confidence in that first opening night speaker, I guess, on the virtual conference.
Sure. That is Dr. Venus. She is the millionaire mindset coach, and she works with black women millionaires, works with women who are really trying to understand what it means as far as getting to the six and seven figure and beyond mark. Specifically in her heart, Dr. Venus is so passionate, as you know, Pam, passionate about black women. We start businesses more than anybody else, but our businesses, a lot of them, unfortunately, they don't get to that mark, that six or that seven or beyond. And a part of it is generational wounds, generational curses, subconscious self-sabotage, the self, you know, you talk about the imposter syndrome, you're trying to fake it to make it, you feel like everybody is looking at you like she don't really know what she's doing, she ain't really got what she needs. I mean, there's just so many psychological things that can prevent one from moving forward. So being in a space where you can have like someone like Dr. Venus come on and say, listen, we're going to break this down so we can get past generational curses. We can get past the wounds that you have within as a black woman so you can identify your worth and move forward. It's a beautiful thing. I love having Dr. Venus speak every single year. You know, there are some mm-hmm. people who come on and they're new to the circle, and there are some people who just consistently are there and just really digging in and digging deep, and she's one of them. So, yeah, it's so important for us to identify, as I mentioned before, with this confidence conversation. It's not just, oh, everybody's doing Instagram this year. Let me teach you how to do Instagram or Facebook Live. You got to get to the heart of what is inside of you that's preventing you from saying, this is how much I'm worth, this is what I'm going to do. And, you know, I got to say this, one of my favorite quotes is, you know, being in a space where you can sell ice to an Eskimo, if you are mm-hmm. not confident in what you sell and what you do, nobody's going to buy from you, no matter how many pretty pictures you take. Because I'm going to tell you, even though I'm a web designer, you can have an ugly website and you can sell out the behind if you know how to sell. It's about mm-hmm. you being confident and you being excited about what you do. So I'm, you know, I can't say it enough. As you can tell, I get energetic when I talk about it because I'm a social introvert. I'm honestly by nature a quiet, composed, reserved person. But you've got to be able to bring out that excitement and the best parts of you if you want to confidently sell, especially if you want to do it online and on a consistent basis.
Mhm, mhm. And then some of the master sessions. You're doing a master session on Start Here, Get Clear, Move Forward, Discover how to take your next business step towards success on your terms with clarity and confidence. Dr. Venus, obviously, she's going to be talking about the strategies for seven-figure sisters to use and build service-based businesses and to make their first million with ease. And then Kim Coles, talk about her. She's talking about finding your personal POP.
You know, what I love about Back to Business is that every year we have a combination of live sessions and then these are masterclass sessions. So the minute you say, yes, I'm in, you get to dive in. Kim, mm-hmm. Love and Laughter, of course, I'm sure everybody knows Kim Coles from Living Single, mm-hmm. woo-woo. And she mm-hmm. talks about, and that you get instant access to one of those masterclass sessions with Kim. And she talks about, you know, finding your POP, your pop, your purpose on the planet, which I love.
Yep.
You know, so being in a space where you can immediately, you know, sign up, listen in, because I want to make sure that, not just me, because I could sit here and talk, you know, but Pam and Kim Coles and Dr. Venus and all of these beautiful women can literally just pour into you as much as possible. Because I definitely believe that it's important for you to be able to stand in your truth and say, this is who I am, and this is what I'm called to do. You know, mm-hmm. Kim is just so beautiful. She talks about how you can talk about your story, you know, how you can kind of bring that person out of you. One of the sessions, she talked about rocking your flossom, you know, that perfectly imperfect you that you unapologetically share with the world. And she's just, you know, a beautiful spirit. Of course, you know she's going to make you laugh like nobody's business.
Right.
Because that's what she
right.
does. mm-hmm, but the beautiful mm-hmm. pieces of her being in a space where she's an on-camera actress, TV personality, comedian, being in that space where she so effortlessly can share her story. One of her passions is teaching even the most introverted, quiet person how to share their story and bring that out of them. So I love how she's really been honing in perfect area. And I know that as far as the masterclass sessions are concerned, that's one of my favorites. I was even listening to them this past Sunday. So, you know, in combination
okay.
being able to listen live and, you know, get an opportunity to listen to Dr. Venus live and Pam live and me live and all of these beautiful women, then there's always the master classes as well. So immediate, because there are ladies who like are like, okay, I know it's going to be in a few weeks, but I need something now. It's always mm-hmm. good to have those pieces as well, those master class sessions.
So is it going to be, like, will they be classes? Will it be online in terms of a webinar? Are you doing the interviews? Tell me a little bit about what, when people sign up, what they can expect. Because they can sign up, and I have a Bitly link right here where they can sign up here. It's a Bitly link, Back to Business, Back to Biz with Pam Perry. Or they can actually go to backtobusiness.me as well, so whichever one is easier for you to do. But tell them how it will flow, because some people get a little techie, scared, and it's like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to do that. Is it on the phone? Is it on video? Are they going to see me? So kind of talk a little bit about what a virtual conference
is. Sure. You know, I love virtual because that means that I literally have, like, audio of ladies saying, well, you know, I'm listening to my Back to Business. I'm doing my groceries. You know, I have from across the world, you know, in London, like I'm on my computer and I'm listening. If you got a phone or a laptop, you can listen, right? You know, call in live or go on the computer and listen in. Either way, that experience is available to you. And I want to make it as fluid and comfortable as possible. So, you know, there's the combination of as soon as you register, immediately getting access to listen and enjoy so many of the wonderful sessions, like, you know, TEDx talk speaker Carol Sankar. Her whole thing is about, you know, the confidence factor. Those are one of the masterclass sessions that you automatically get to dive into as part of the experience. And then the live sessions on the 26th and the 27th, so that you have an opportunity to dig in and talk to the speakers. And for me, it's timeless because not only am I, you know, in a space where I enjoy speaking and I enjoy listening to the speakers, I enjoy listening to the attendees because it's recorded, right? So this is a space where you're sharing what you're doing and what you are proclaiming to the world and asking questions. And then we get to listen to you and your message every single time we go back and listen to those sessions again. So it's a beautiful experience, very easy, on the phone, on the computer, via the replay. Click, listen, enjoy.
And so people do get to ask questions then as well.
Absolutely. There's always an opportunity to talk to myself and the speakers so that, you know, you can dive in and really make the most of it. Sometimes when folks get quiet, I say, listen, you got to get that ASK, get your ask in gear and get on here, unmute yourself, talk to these speakers, talk to Dr. Venus, talk to Pam, talk to me, talk to Carol, so that, you know, it's such a spiritual thing, not only just so that you're building that confidence in you, but so that you're putting it out into the universe that you want more and you're going to ask for more. You know, sometimes we tell our kids, when you got a question, go to your teacher and ask. And as adults, we go, I don't want to ask. What if they think that's a stupid question? You know what I mean? Even the smallest thing of just hitting unmute and saying, this is who I am. This is where I am right now. Help me. It's a powerful thing. So, yes. And yes, and yes, there's always an opportunity to engage and interact with us live.
And I just see some of the featured sessions included with replay registration are Lucinda Cross, Kamika, and Carol Sankar. And then the featured sessions also include with the VIP registration, there's a Spiritpreneur, Abolia Abrams. I love her.
Abiola. Such a beautiful spirit.
Oh my God, I love her. Soul Center Entrepreneurs is who she talks to. And Principles for Coaches, Healers, and you know, I love her. She's a sacred bombshell. That is so cute.
Healers,
they have
light
to come
workers.
On. Oh my
right,
God,
you know,
people have to come on.
If you're in that
say, people
space,
people have to
where...
come on and hear their stories. Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, if you're in that space where, you know, you're a spiritpreneur, as Abiola puts it, you're a healer, a light worker, you know, you deal with chakras, all of these really beautiful things, you want to be able to talk to somebody who understands that you and gets you. So I really try to diversify my space. Taishina Davis, she is the creator of Publish Your Gifts. She does, you know, she has her own publishing company, you know, trying to work with women who are in different industries, different mindset shifts, it's funny because, you know, a few days ago, my hubby and I, we were talking about, you know, our bucket list going to Dubai. And I was like, you know, it wasn't but maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I think, Dr. Venus had her last trip and she took some black women millionaires to Dubai to do big things. And it's like, it's such a beautiful thing when you can say,
mm-hmm.
I know these women, you know, because you mm-hmm. want to elevate yourself and you elevate by elevating your circle. You know, Kim Coles was just in Egypt and she just came back a few days ago, which is a beautiful thing. And again, a part
mm-hmm.
of elevating yourself and building your confidence is not just going, well, you know, oh, that's a beautiful place, but I don't even think I could get there. Oh, my girl, Dr. Venus, is in Dubai right now. I'm going to see you on that next trip. So when you elevate yourself,
mm-hmm.
change your circle, a lot of these things no longer
change your
become
circle.
Me looking, you know, out of a window and like, ooh, look at what they're doing, but I can do that too. That's a huge shift.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And then there's some people that I'm not familiar with, but I'm excited to really learn from them because, you know, like what I like about your conference is that over the years, you always are on the cutting edge of what's new, what's hot, what are the things. I mean, obviously, there's always about business as something that's very regular. Like Rochelle always talks about just how to really, you know, add to your business. But then Cece talks about Instagram growth. Now, Instagram was not the thing last year. This year it is. This year is hot. 3 years ago, who would have thought we need someone to talk on Instagram? So Cece is talking about the six-figure chick share, smart things you could do to leverage, monetize, and grow your business using Instagram. It's like, okay. And people are like, really? I didn't know. But, yeah, that's what LaShonda does. She brings it. And then I like Tiffany. Tiffany is a Liberator. She's a budgetista. I've been seeing her around for a long time. And so just really talking about financial fitness is always important. And then April Hunt, oh, my God. She is just like she's been around for a while, but it's just like she just kind of like found like maybe her breakout, I would say, within the last year or so. And she talks about how to scale your brand with Facebook groups. So who would have thought, you know, like Facebook groups, really? So those are some of the things, like if we're going to do a virtual conference, we're going to learn about online marketing techniques on how to scale, how to grow, and using things that are already in our hands. So it's no excuses. It's no excuses. And
Absolutely not.
I like what you're talking about.
I was just going to say, all of these platforms that you're mentioning, they're accessible to everybody, right? It's not like, oh, you know, I wish that I could do a commercial, but, oh, my gosh, I don't have $15,000 to get a commercial on the air. You know, there's no longer that. Everybody's on Facebook and everybody's on YouTube and everybody's on Instagram. This is now the ABC, NBC, CBS of yesteryear. So you're in a space
mm-hmm.
where if you can really maximize these platforms, you have the potential to do so much, and it doesn't mean that
mm-hmm.
you have to be in front of millions of people. You just have to be in front of your people, because the power
mm-hmm.
of finding your tribe, however big or even small, is the quality of having quality people be around you and be inspired by you. I always believe that you don't have to talk to everybody, just the right bodies. So you build
mm-hmm.
a strong
just
enough
the right
community
body.
Around you. And that's the powerful thing. Yes, there's something called, I forget the name. Oh, my goodness. It's a wonderful book. He talks about having your true followers. So, you know what? This is just magic in a nutshell. Being in a space where if you can get 1,000 true fans and those 1,000 people each pay you $100, boom, that's your six figures right there. You don't need
mm-hmm.
millions of people around you. You just need to cultivate a community of true fans and followers. So understanding
mm-hmm.
the nuances of what you need to do and being able to overcome you. Like everything
mm-hmm.
you're telling yourself mentally you can't do, or that you're too late, or oh, they're doing it so great, all that stuff, that's what we try to break down. Right? We try to get you to be in a space where you break down all of the apprehension and anxiety and overwhelm, because when you are overwhelmed and overthinking, you underperform. That's just it, right?
That's
but
so true.
Being in a space
that's why clarity
where,
is important.
Exactly. You know, you're overthinking and underperforming. Being in a space where people can say things to you that you go, are you serious? Like, it's just that simple. But sometimes we think it needs to be more complicated than that. And you're like, I need to drop 6 figures down on so-and-so because they going to, you know, give me some kind of E equals MC squared formula, when in reality, you just need real people making real money to tell you the real truth. So, I mean, that's what we do, just really authentically transparent. This is what we've learned, not just as entrepreneurs, but as women of color, cultivating our communities and doing what we need to do to build up our own confidence factor. I mean, you know, you talked about a masterclass with Lucinda Cross. She talks about being in a space where, you know, she was incarcerated. You talk about Dr. Venus. She talks about being homeless. I mean, in a situation where nobody's ever been through something. These are women who've been through a lot of some things, and they came through on the other side. I think is a powerful thing.
And that's one of the things about Back to Business. It's very, people are very open. The women are willing to share. There's laughter. There is emotion.
Oh.
I mean, it's just, you get inspired. It's really, it gets you to ignite your fire. So the Back to Business is the ultimate virtual conference for serious sisters. So if you really are looking forward to go to that next level for real, and you need this real talk business training, mentorship, direction around money, marketing, and sales, everybody that is on this line that she has signed up for this year, they're experienced, the successful 6- and 7-figure sisters. They understand, you know, where you're coming from and where you need to go to get the right steps to where you want to be. So I would suggest, if you really, really don't want to be left behind, is to get on. Get on to this virtual conference, the Back to Business Virtual Conference. It's October 26th and 27th. Enough time for you to figure out what you need to do. But even if you don't get there live, you can always get the recordings. I always get the recordings anyway, but you can go by going to my Bitly link is Back to Biz with Pam Perry, and actually go to get signed up and get ready, you know, because you're gonna be so surprised. You're gonna be like, wow, you know, I didn't realize. I mean, you can take one idea, and that one idea could just take you to that whole next level and add another zero to what you're currently doing. So I would suggest that you really, really get on and make sure that you do it swiftly as soon as you can, and don't procrastinate or hesitate. So that's my thing. So, LaShonda, is there anything else that you want to add? We're wrapping up here, and I'm just excited because this is going to be such a good conference. Is there anything else you want to add about the Collect with Confidence Back to Business Virtual Conference?
You know, I just have to say that one of my favorite sayings is, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And if you find yourself in a space where you're ready to do that thing that you feel like you've been called to do, but you're a little bit fuzzy and you need some direction, well, maybe this is it for you. Be in that space where you are open to listening to the signs that somebody or somebodies are out there, and they're wanting to be able to help support and guide you in the space that you want to be in. So I thank you. I mean, if there's anything else you want me to say, but that's all I can think of at this moment.
That is it.
Greatness is
the agenda is really just tapping into your greatness and learning how to collect with confidence. So thank you. Thank you so much for really putting this together. As if you didn't have a lot of other things to do, but you just love to share, and your community, SisterSense.com, people should really tap into it and make sure that they are staying connected to you. And Google her in YouTube. She's got a lot of videos out there, so make sure that you do that as well. It's always before we get to the conference. So thank you so much, LaShonda. I will be seeing you online in a week or so.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much.
All right, take care. Thank you. All righty. I am Pam Perry, and I'm here, and this has been the Synergy Energy Show. So if you want more information about me, you can go to PamPerryPR.com.
Hey, Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.